poll, Donald Trump holds 34-point advantage over GOP primary field in Tennessee. By Nick Gilbertson on May 3, 2023. Former President Donald Trump holds a considerable lead over other declared Republican candidates and potential rivals in Tennessee, according to a Vanderbilt University poll. The poll, conducted April 19 to 23, shows that 59% of Republican respondents prefer Trump as their nominee. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who has not announced a White House bid, sits 34 points behind Trump in second place with 25% support, and no other candidate secures double digits. 5% of respondents prefer former Vice President Mike Pence, 4% support former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and 3% back Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has 2% support. The poll also broke the demographic down into MAGA, Make America Great Again, Republicans and non-MAGA Republicans. Trump leads with MAGA Republicans, taking 74% of the subgroup. DeSantis does second best with 19%, followed by Haley at 3% and Pence at 2%. Scott takes 1% of the subgroup, while Hutchinson receives no support. Among non-MAGA Republicans, DeSantis holds a slim 6-point advantage over Trump at 38% to 32%. Another 11% prefer Pence, while 8% and 7% support Haley and Scott, respectively. 2% prefer Hutchinson. In a hypothetical head-to-head, Trump leads DeSantis 57% to 38%, marking a 32-point swing since Vanderbilt's November poll. At that time, DeSantis polled at 54% to Trump's 41%. Vanderbilt University also gauged potential general election matchups between the top two performing Republicans and President Joe Biden, asking voters to choose a potential candidate if the election were today. In a rematch of the 2020 election, Trump takes 42% of the response, while 26% support Biden and 31% would vote for another candidate. A DeSantis versus Biden contest becomes more competitive, with 24% backing Biden and 33% supporting the Florida governor. The number of respondents who would back another candidate grows to 40% in that scenario. Vanderbilt sampled 1,003 registered voters between April 19 to 23, and the margin of error is plus or minus 3.6 percentage points.